here in this building because I know members must go home and go and work. Monday service, there are constituents, but you know, with correctional services, people are totally kept within this department. I think that we can start with our meeting. Let me first welcome the Minister of Correctional Services in our meeting, Minister Balfour, the members of Correctional Services, there are two regional commissioners in our midst. Members, our agenda for today is the outstanding issues on the La Corte Ex case and then the quota scheme issue. But the minister called me yesterday to ask and request a slot for the minister to clarify something on the Mark Scottley, Cross Scottley release on bail yesterday. And I said to the minister, no, I will grant it to the minister. The minister said it will be a 5-minute thing, and then the minister has other commitments to do. So the minister is not going to sit in the meeting for the rest of this. The minister will present to us and clarify some of the issues, and then we will go on with our program. Minister, over to you. You are welcome.
Thank you very much. I must thank you personally and thank the Portfolio Committee for allowing this time. We had something yesterday at Dragon's Day, and I would like to urge members of the Portfolio Committee and others to go and see that statue. Is just out of this world. Fantastic. The Madiba statue that is at the gate of Drakensberg. It shocked all of us when it was unveiled. It's such a beautiful bronze structure. But the other side of it is going to give us headaches. Huge headaches as a department. And the headaches coming this way, honorable members. It's going to be a statue where each and every person in this country would want to be photographed next to. That's the first thing. It then compromises the security of the prison. And we are not a tourist department. We are an offender department. So it's going to be very difficult. I had to think about it yesterday and say, as lovely as it is, it's going to give us more and more headaches. Buses of tourists coming in, wanting to take pictures underneath that statue. So somewhere, somehow, we've got to cut it off from the prison, which I've suggested to the regional commissioner of Western Cape, and then get a tourist group to deal with that and do the tourist thing. Because I cannot allow members to be standing there instead of working and doing that. It's not their job, really. You see, everything has its downside to it. It might be a good thing. That statue presented, what I said yesterday, was a gateway to democracy. That statue symbolizes that to us, a gateway to democracy. Because that's where Madiba actually walked out of the gates of prison and triumphed and walked away to become an icon of the world. I'm just mentioning that so that members can go there and see for themselves and take pictures. Yesterday, by the time we left there, I'm sure thousands of people had taken pictures of that statue, with that statue on its own. That is the one thing. But by yesterday evening, I was then hounded by a lot of people after I spoke to the chairperson about this Mark Scott Crossley release, to the fact that even the Business Day today has got a cartoon of me holding the tape, and Crossley is running across the tape. They say it's the speediest release they've ever seen in their lives. Many, many people from the ANC and others phoned me to say, Nonde, how can you do this to us? But I then asked if I could put the record straight this morning. I did, on Morning Live. to put the record straight on what actually happened. But I'm also happy I'm talking to the portfolio committee because we spoke about medical paroles and paroles last week. And medical and the portfolio committee was saying to me, please, those who can be released, minister, release them. But now when Scott Crossley gets released, the portfolio committee says, So we have that problem. And for me, not because he's released, but because the system, the parole system, is saying to me, it works. It says it works. Once we have this difference, when Tony Engene was released, exactly on the same ground, exactly, there was a hullabaloo about that, exactly on the same ground, that Mark Crossley, Scott Crossley has been released. What has happened? Let me just say, my explanation is simple. Primary purpose for correctional services in any country is to enforce the sentences of the court. Period. We enforce the sentences of the court. That's what we do. And we have to make sure that we don't undermine the courts in what they do. So what has happened here, the history of it, ghastly as it is. And people will argue and say, but this man did this, but this man did this. At the end of the day, what did the court say? What was the ruling of the court? The first ruling was he was given a life sentence. He appealed against that. The appeal court turned the whole thing round and gave him 5 years. 5 years for what? The sentence is very simple. He was an accessory after the fact to murder. That's all. Accessory after fact to murder. He was not sentenced for anything else but that. That's the appeal court that said that. So he was given 5 years as accessory, which you can say sometimes, probably the lawyers here, the two advocates here, probably it's common assault. And the court said, when the body was thrown into the den, lion's den, the body was already dead. And therefore, it couldn't be murder. And the investigations were very weak around that. So he was given 5 years for accessory after fact to murder. What then happened? It was then under 276, I repeat this, 276-1B, 276-1B, Malibia, with Tony, it was 276-1I, yes, 1B, let me read it quickly, at least, oh, it's not that one, so he was then sentenced under that, which says he can do the minimum sentence. By our calculations, we're supposed to be out by March of this year. But because he had assaulted another offender, we took it to court. The court fined him. They fined him $400,000. And then we kept him for 4 months on our own. We kept him because we did our internal disciplinary. We kept him for 4 months. That's why he got released then yesterday. But there's nothing until what? The parole boards have done their work properly, everything. Doctor, even this morning, Vyombuli was arguing with me and saying, but he threw the man into... I said, no, that's not the issue here. The issue we have to enforce are court sentences. Ask the question, why couldn't you keep him for 5 years? I said, no. If you want the system of parole to work in this country, it will work with everybody. And therefore, you cannot prejudice anybody on that. And I'm not saying at any given stage that I'm happy that he's released, but I'm just happy for one thing. It says the system of parole is working. It's doing the job that it's supposed to do. Chairperson, that is all I have to say. So everything was done correctly. He now has conditions. Let me read you the conditions. Condition number one. Physically visited at home at least 3 times a month, which we do. Condition number 2, he must be visited at work at least once a month if he works. 3, he must be compelled to pay a visit to community correction offices or any other place as agreed upon for the purpose of consultation and everything at least once a month. Exactly like that case where we send a person and say, you go to that school, you work there, you do this under correction supervision. Then lastly, community corrections authorize and subject him to further conditions. That is all. It's as clear as that. There is no manga business about it, and therefore I do want to make an appeal to legislators themselves. When issues like this happen, can we be given a chance to come and explain them so that it doesn't become an us and them thing, because the laws have been put together by all of us, so that we don't shout from high rooftops and say, but this is wrong. We need to look at the sentence, look at the conditions, look at the system that we have put together of parole, and make sure that there was no preference done for anybody. I haven't done any preferential treatment on Crossley. I haven't, as I have not done it for anybody. It's just that the system works the way it's supposed to work. And I'm happy that it's working. I cannot get into the issue of whether I'm happy that he killed that man or he didn't. I cannot get into that. At least the system in terms of our situation works the way we want it to work. There's no preferential treatment at all for anybody. Chairperson, I'm happy that members can pose questions.
Yeah. No, we are not going to engage, Minister. If members want to engage, but I don't think that was the agenda for today. But Minister, I want to repeat what I have said yesterday. I don't think, as a man, you see, we are visiting prisons, and Mark Cross Cotton, the court said that he must be released on that Saturday. He's been released. There are people sitting, and I put my head on the block. There are people sitting there in prison that are supposed to be out. We know, Minister, and you know, there's backlog. You know, Minister, there's backlog in our prisons all over the country. People who are supposed to be out 6 months ago, people who are supposed to be out 9 months ago, these members are visiting the prison. That is my problem. I don't have a problem, and I will never interfere in parole board decisions. That is not our job as the portfolio committee. But when it comes to an issue where we feel that, no, this can't be right, we will talk. This thing of Mark, you know, Minister, let me tell you, when it comes to the court and decisions, you know, I'm having a list here. I will read Dion Peterson, Pretoria, Johannes Lombard, Ben Duplessis, and I heard it's under your attention, Dean Lloyd Plank. These people were sentenced to very lengthy sentences. But these people, the court decided that they must be released. One that you have turned down, the court yesterday decided he must, I'll read it for you. He has committed murder in the case. Yeah, Lloyd Plank. You, the NN, acting on the advice of the National Council of Corrections, and looking into the offender's file himself, the minister turned down his application for parole. But then a certain judge, I'm not going to mention the judge name, said, no, he must be released immediately. He must be released on Monday. It can't be right, and we as a portfolio committee can't keep quiet about this type of thing. If a thing is not right, we will say it is not right. Minister, I fully agree with you. We can't interfere in the parole board matters, and I will fight with members if any one of them interferes in the decision of the parole board. But when it comes to fairness must prevail. That is all that we want to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairman. The Dean Blank case, for instance, it says that he must be released by tomorrow. he's not going to be released. Because I'm taking that matter further. So already my team is working on it. The other three, we are taking that to the Constitutional Court as well. Because again, the judiciary, as much as I respect them, cannot get involved in executive matters. They must leave those. That's why we've made sure that we have this board. So we're taking those cases further. And the judge you're talking about is a very, very good friend of mine. But the mistakes that they made, Dion Blanc has done 18 out of a life sentence. As members of the legislature, you amended legislation last year to say a lifer must at least serve 20. So Dion has done 18, but Dion has been running to court. When I turned that down, he went to court. Then I said, I'm going to take you on. The court now has given that. I have taken it up on appeal. So we're taking it further because I cannot agree that there is an open session of allowing. And the perception here is that these white guys are being allowed to walk. It's wrong. It's a wrong perception. And it's being said that by the court. So I'm fighting that case because I believe Dean deserves 2 more years to make that 20. Then, like everybody else, it can be considered. Particularly if you go into programs. Secondly, just a little bit on this case. The guys who were sentenced with him, with Mark Crossley, one of them is still in prison. Because he was sentenced more for murder. Now, in court, they were sentenced differently and same case. Now, nobody can come and claim now that that guy must also be released. Because each case is dealt with individually on its own merit, looking at the sentence. So, Chairperson, I agree fully with you. We must say something when we don't like it, but we also must keep within the boundaries and the frame of the law that we pass.
You see, Minister, responding again to this Mark Crossley affair, it is inhumane what this guy has done. To throw a human being into a lion's den and say to the lion, eat him up. A court can't say, no, it's 5 years and this person is not responsible for the death of this person. It is true, he was not responsible. But it is an inhumane thing that this person have done. And we as representatives of the people can't keep quiet and say, no, the law has taken its course. It's wrong. And I want to say it's wrong that a human being is nothing. The families are crying. They were not able to bury their loved ones. And here is this person who have done this thing, were free after two and a half years or 3 years. It can't be right.
Thank you very much. Member, I'm out. Yeah, sure. I just came for this. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Member, is it your birthday, James? Why are you keeping it? We have the same birthday date with James.
Oh, it's a secret.
23rd August, both of us.
All right, all right. I'll sing happy birthday to both of you.
I'm 3 years older than him.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much for exposing the age. Thanks. Members, now we are going back to our agenda. And our agenda is we are going to start with the Kruger Steve incident. And I see that Mr. Smalberger is here for that presentation of the Kruger Steve incident. I'm not going to repeat what happened there and whatever. Maybe we must go straight into that thing. Over to you, Mr. Smalberger. I see Mr. Mahotes and Mr. Mahotes,
this is a point of order.
I'm not sure, Chairperson. I'm not sure whether it's a point of order or something that consensus. Last time we needed a presentation from Paul. It was Mr. Smallbanger of his presentation. And we said we need people from Paul. And again, I see it's him that's going to give presentation. are there people from Poland that are going to be here also, as I hear also with you? If not, can we get an explanation as to whether the management from Baltimore are not capable of giving the bonds that we need? If yes, I will understand. But if no, why are they not always not coming to the portfolio committee to give the bonds? Why is always somebody from far away who always gives reports? And the agreement in that meeting was that we will need people from the very same center that the incident took place.
Chairperson, thank you. What concerns me, and I know the presentation hasn't been made yet, but this is the same presentation we had last time. There's nothing new in this presentation. And it seems to be a tremendous waste of time to go through the same information. We pose various questions, and I think that we need answers to the questions that we posed at the last meeting, which to this date we haven't had answers to. But this particular presentation is exactly what we had last time.
No, I think Rush Bali.
Yeah, Chairperson, I'm inclined to agree with my colleague here, Peter. Chairperson, we need report backs, Chairperson. As an efficient committee, when we ask questions or there are outstanding matters, we need report backs immediately. It is crucial, Chairperson. As you know, our oversight work is tremendously hard for us to answer things. So if we have questions, if there has been any queries, please, Chairperson, let us put our finger on the pulse and say, right, guys, it's gone so many days now. What is the problem? Can we have some answers to our questions? Can we have some answers to our problems? What is the holdup? Where is the holdup? What is the reason for these holdups, Chairperson? Chairperson, you're not dealing with just any other matter. You are dealing with people that done crime, Chairperson. And I'll never want to be in your seat, Chairperson, one thing I tell you. So please, let's be a little bit more strict, a little bit. You know, I know they say if you can't get it the easy way, do it the hard way. So if it needs to be done the hard way, let us just do it and get the easy way, Chairperson. I thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Rajbali. Ms. Chikunga?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think in our last meeting we did emphasize the issue of the post-mortem management being here. If they are not here, Chairperson, then there's no need for us discussing the matter. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, Mrs. Mulberger, let me tell you, the last words of Mrs. Rajbali. You want to say something, Mr. Sir? You know, I think that was a decision. And I think that you people are not taking us serious. You are not taking us serious in coming here for the third time without the management of Folsom. And we are not going to discuss this report yet. I agree with the members here that we are not going to discuss the report. And we are going to give you time for the management of Portsmouth to be here. People who were involved. Mr. Mahoda is correct. What will you answer? Because you were not there. We want the management of Portsmouth to be here. So that they must come and answer. And the members will decide. We can decide on a date. So that we must have this thing. Portsmouth management must be here. I'm not going to give you time to respond to this matter. You have nothing to respond to. This is a decision of the committee. You must come with the policy. You can come with them because you are the regional commissioner, but they must come here. You clear, Mr.
Thank you, Chair. If you are saying I cannot respond, then you know, I don't have an opportunity, then I'm obliged.
To explain to what?
Not to explain, but to at least give some kind of guidance in terms of why am I here. But if you are saying that...
But it's not a decision of the meeting that the post-war management might
be. Sir, if that was a decision, I'm not aware of the decision. What I know, it was raised during the previous session. And your decision was that it will be deferred to a next session where it will be a closed session. The comments and the questions that were made last time is available, responses are available, and I cannot explain the issue of why was it not sent, but they are available. I can only take the time to say that since your decision was that it will be a closed session, it was not communicated to the committee because the opportunity was granted to have a closed session and then give feedback on those questions. But if the decision is, as your committee chair, that the Portsmouth people must come, I will provide the feedback to the National Commissioner, and we will then wait for the committee for the meeting.
Let me read to you
thank
what
you.
Mr. Mawad has said in the last minute. In the last meeting, here's the minutes of that meeting. But I see that the end
Chairperson, I would also like to say that if there are written responses, we should have had these written responses.
Yeah.
We've got nothing in writing. To date, I've had nothing in writing in regard to responses to questions we posed.
The 13th of May, the minutes of the 13th of May, Mr. Mahote, the committee had in its last meeting, that is what Mr. Mahote is saying, on the Kutuskiv incident, stated that at the next briefing, the officials involved should be present. I'm reading out of minutes of the 13th of May. Let's go to the next item. The item of Lagod. Yes, ma'am.
Chair, I, as you know, need to leave before 5 to 10. Is it possible just to raise this other issue quickly, the Eastern Cape one, or not?
You know, I think, Ms. Sitton, let us as a committee, and I know that you have phoned me this morning, but I don't want to
raise
this okay.
in such a
thank moment. You. I think you understand why. Yeah. I will discuss it with the members after the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's go to the Lakwan issue. Regional Commissioner and Toby, over to you.
Yes, it's a person. I'll try my level best.
Okay.
It's a person, the investigation that we had said had started around the internal investigation for the escape of Tribunal Court was finalized now. And the process of appointing the initiator, the internal disciplinary hearing against 11 members who have been found to be on the fault in terms of negligence, non-compliance, deletion of duty, amongst other things, is in the process of being processed. However, they have not been notified yet. The investigation has been handed over to the appointed initiators. That's how I can summarize. The criminal investigation is still pending. We do work with the police closely, but there's no breakthrough yet. As you know, that the escape officer has not been arrested. So we'll be starting with the disciplinary hearing as soon as the initiator has notified the 11 colleagues we have been charged. Yes.
Members, that's the business. Thank you very much, Commissioner. Over to you, members. Yes, Mr. Sell.
Yes, thanks, Chair, very much indeed. There are just two issues that I want to raise. The first is that this investigation or our greeting would also be enriched by the presence here of the people that were involved. in the particular incident, because I think in the same way as the Polsmore incident, we can't get a second-hand or a third-hand account of these things, we want to get the truth. But may I just ask, in terms of the information that we were given, it says here between the date of the escape and the 8th to the 10th of April 2008, the release documents SAPE 127 and the identifying information, the SAPS officials of the inmates were removed from the files of the ECU. This would seem to me to imply that there was at very least collusion. And when it comes to the disciplinary proceedings, I don't see that collusion as part of the charge. And I wonder if we could get some information on that.
Thank you, Chairperson. Indeed, the fact that indicates the fact that documents could be stolen from a file within our correctional center itself indicates that there's a member involvement. However, we have not been able to establish through the investigation who of the members who work at reception would have taken those documents, and we can't then charge them directly for theft of those documents, but we have charged them for negligence in relation to where the documents were kept, who had access. Because part of why we're saying there was negligence and perhaps taking much care of the documents. I'm saying there were different people, more than one person had access to the documents in the manner that were kept.
Thank you, Commissioner. Ms. Rasvali? Yeah, Captain, just arising from the translation here, with the departmental investigation, Captain. A concern was related to utilization of inexperienced officials. Captain, in such a important department, Captain, how do we have inexperienced officials, Captain? And how were these inexperienced officials employed? And because it's causing a problem. Don't they go under scrutiny? Don't they go under a lot of, what do you call,
training
mm-hmm. etc., and see whether, yeah. whether they are now really truly qualified to take up that position.
Yeah.
It's no use coming, you know, I don't blame the officials here, but the point is here, to be honest, it's much gone now. We can't be just having inexperienced people in such a crucial department. That is where we need the people of top experience. And they must be, once again, I will reiterate, finger on the pulse. This is what we need in the country. As you can see, the expansion of crime in our country. Now, if you're going to have inexperienced officials, then I don't see where we're going to go, I think.
Indeed, the Honourable Member will see that in the next page, next slide, we have also pointed out as one of the shortcomings, lack of supervision and involvement. Remember, all our officials are trained officials, but then the allocation of officials that we are supposed to be done by the management of the senior center, who also has a responsibility to supervise and exercise some control and quality check of work to be done by them. They will never acquire experience if they don't put them in the seat. They are trained to be in the center. But you expect that supervision and management and guidance to be given by the senior manager. Hence, you then pointed out that having placed that official there, if, for example, the official in question, one of the officials also there, who was already with the document, was not experienced enough. It was not properly trained. But they were there in the team. You was not allowed. But if there had been sufficient monitoring and supervision on the part of management, the escape could have been averted. And this one comes to say that there is also some looseness in terms of, or less in terms of management and control and supervision that is supposed to be given to officials. And that is also an issue that we have been already to the extent to.
That's
rather.
That's my second question.
Yes,
but I think there was also a proposal from Mr. Self.
Yes.
That we are going to treat this one the same as the Khotas one.
Mm.
so that the officials that were involved must also come to the meeting.
Yeah.
That is what Mr. Selden proposed. But I'm not stopping you, Mr.
Chairperson, just one word. Let us not cry over spilled milk. Let us save the spilling of the milk. Thank you.
Chairperson, this department that we are dealing with today and the challenges that this department faces on a daily basis, it's not something new. And I mean, they should have had experience, not only experienced people, but the whole system should have the experience of preventing people from escaping from our correctional centers. I personally feel, Chairperson, that an answer like the lack of supervision and management, it's a very lame excuse. We need the integrity of our officials and the integrity of our department. That is what's on the table here. And I think we are losing out as a department, as a organization that is supposed to keep people in place where it's supposed to be after they've committed a crime and they have been sentenced. That excuse, Chairperson, of people not having experience and a lack of supervision, it cannot be accepted. Thank you.
Thanks. The last
For me, I think this I find some honesty in what she has said about this. About in her input. But what I want to say, Chairperson, I think we can go no further than this on this thing until we get the people that were supposed to have done certain things that they did not do, so that we ask them why they did not do it. So for me, I think some of the questions do not belong to them. They belong to the people that were supposed to have supervised people who have done a lot of things. The other question also that I had does not belong to all of them. It belongs to head of it, because we need to get in detail how far they with the vetting of officials. Because every time we ask this question, we are told that, you know, the problem is NEA is delaying this thing. What are they doing about that? So there's no one here to answer that question. I think for me, what she has said is enough until we get the people that are directly involved in the process.
Thanks. Bishop Tola and then Cindy to bring out the last. Yeah, Mr. President.
You know, well, of course, Congressman, I support the point raised from Congressman Holton. You know, I will just find out, Chairperson, because if on the police, like official correctional services, if you look at the commissioner, there is something here, sign and the name and all those things. I just find out when those people arrived there in prison, those South African police service, those members in prison, they take name of those people who arrived there for one. Because, I mean, this is very, very important. You can look well, other than don't have a special commissioner. The sign is there and the name is always coming. But now I just find out the time when they arrived there in prison, those police, and they came to another, our member, and those members are trained. Now I just find out they take the name of those people who take Mr. Lacote.
Thank you, Chairperson. My question also will be emanating from this concern that inexperienced officials without training were used and there was lack of supervision and management. And maybe to say, was it a coincidence as the department was investigating, was it happening on that day only, or it's a normal practice that they were investigating? And amongst the people that were or are being tasked for disciplinary actions and so on, are the managers included as well?
Thanks, Cindy. Over to you, Commissioner.
There is a question. It was not a once-off. For example, Mr. Tyson did establish that one of the member was actually attending to the supposed the people posed as police officials, whom later we discovered were not claiming police officials, was started working there early in March, and the incident is 28th of March. They've been working there for just less than a month with other officials. Yes, indeed, the other managers are just in touch for lack of their own supervision in terms of what they didn't do, what they should have done. To come to Bishop Dolan's question, I think it's quite helpful, honorable member, to ask that question, because if you take aspect of the previous presentation, in fact, it's part of the presentation, but I didn't want to be repetitive on the information that you already said at the committee. When the incident happened, two people identified themselves with what appeared to be genuine and valid police ID card. And if you look at the presentation, it says that between the date of the escape on the 8th and 10th of April, the list document, that is the SAP 127 which they brought, and identifying information of staff officials. Because what happens as a matter of procedure, when they present their ID card, their copies, photocopies are made and they're kept in file. This is part of the document that got missed. So they did identify themselves with those ID cards. But now, this is what is missing for us to be able to identify even those cases that came to first court, they were posted to police officials. So in terms of police, that part was followed. But what has happened is then that subsequent to this, when the file, the documents were stolen from the file. Thank you.
Thanks. You have responded to all the questions.
Yes, I think I have. Mr. Mawate said one of the victims is
quite a fine. Thank you very much. You know, Commissioner, why we are so serious about when it comes to escape. You see, there's a court case yesterday in the court of one inmate who has escaped with two life sentences. He had two life sentences. He escaped from the prison. He committed another crime, I think 13 murders or whatever. You know the case, you know, and members know the case. He was sentenced yesterday to 7 life sentences or 11 life sentences. It's very serious to us that no one, nobody must escape from prison. Because these people are going, you see, Lagos is still on the loose. We don't know what Lagos is doing here, outside here. And it's very clear to me, to your last response, the file is missing. With other words, it's an insider. How can people come from outside and steal a document inside the prison? It is an inside job, according to your last response. File is gone. It's a very serious thing, Commissioner. We are treating it very, very, very serious. That nobody must escape from prison. We are putting the lives of innocent citizens. There's that guy who was sentenced yesterday. Two life sentences, he escaped. He went on a rampage outside. He is back now. We want you to treat it very serious, and the members have said that both presentations, the people who are involved, must come. Yes. Cindy has asked the manager. Is the manager involved in this? We can't always punish the good soldier. We appoint managers to manage. Why are they not doing their work on the ground? But I'm leaving it in your hands, both of you. You must come with those people on a date. We will discuss it now, the date of that meeting. It will be an urgent meeting. We are going to discuss it, and we want that report as soon as possible. Yes.
Thank you, Chairman. Just for clarity, do we does the committee expect us to bring the manager of the center, Medium A, for example, in the case of Lakoti, or the people that are treated to be here? Just want clarity.
Who are the managers of those people?
There's the head of the center, chaplain, yes. You know. Then there are section heads within the institution.
Yes.
The
head of the center and the section head is from the
Thank you, sir. I was just asking because if they're still subjected to an internal disciplinary case, there might be some legal implications.
Who the manager?
Yes, might as well involve a hearing. You can't bring the head of the center if it's not subject of the investigation.
The head of the center.
I think the ones that are subjected to the disciplinary hearing is continuing. We are not in a position to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
If it is not part of the decision,
but you see, Commission, I must tell you that we are not going to take any excuses the next time. We want to finalize it.
Yes.
Even if a person, we will close that door. Even if a person is still under investigation, we will close that door and leave everybody, the media, everybody outside. But you see, we can't all the time. People will say that no, it's sub judice. The lives of people outside there is in danger. People have been killed outside. I mean, yes, that case that I'm pointing out now of 11 or 7 murders, a person who has said, this one of Lakoti is very serious because this Lakoti is alleged that he is a ringleader of fraud and whatever. Serious. You see, white collar crime is also very serious in the country. So we are treating it in a very serious way. But you will get the thing when we are coming back. The committee will decide.
Yes.
That's correct. Yeah.
Chair, I think what would also be helpful, and I don't know whether this is possible, but it would certainly help if we were in charge of the SAPS investigation because the two processes are going in parallel.
Yes, you are right. You must give us the name of the person who is investigating the case. Yeah, the criminal case. Who is having the case. You are right. And then we will write a letter so that you must also come. You are right, Mr. Chair. So that you must get into it.
Chair, the issue of the criminal investigation, I believe the same principle will be applicable on Cruz's case, so we also provide the steps information so that you can also then summon them to come.
That's
okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Members, thank you very much. I think that is our meeting for today. We will have now a committee meeting to decide on the date when we call the people back. But thank you very much, both of you, advocating for me, and our advocate there. the legal side of the story. You must come to the next time.
No.
Thank you very much.
The meeting
is at hand.
I don't know what the guy is.
On Tuesday that the parliamentary program was cut. But on this one, I can also apply for special permission during this because the program is a committee stroke constituency.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can also apply if you are giving me a date, the committee give me a date, I can apply to Mr. Deutsch for permission. For us to have that meeting. That's the one thing. That other thing, borrowing of an object, let me quickly make a note. But I need a date, remember. Think about the date. What is that prison where this guy was? No, it's not Nelson. I saw on the television last night.
Barberton.
I saw on the television. I don't
prison.
Sorry?
That's prison.
It was Barberton. They have said on the television. We'll find out. Let's not argue about it. I'm just writing because I want to discuss it with you. Mr. Tell?
No.
Chair.
You and I had a brief conversation yesterday about possibly making sure what the minister said this morning is that correct.
Yes.
That no one's getting special treatment, that everybody's being dealt with even-handedly.
Yes.
And it seems to me that over and above anything else we do, we ought to satisfy ourselves with the parole board in Mills Place or Bob, wherever it is.
Mr. Self, sorry.
No.
Let's first deal with the first one, then we come to the second one and the third one. That one I will give you first. Is it? You understand? Our
yeah.
First one is about the date for this meeting.
Yes.
Of the
and
two.
Alright, I'm going to make a suggestion.
Yes, please, yeah.
Because it also strikes me that on Tuesday, the 16th of September, on our existing program,
yes.
We're having a briefing on the Shabir Sheikh incarceration and hospitalization.
Yes.
I don't think that's going to take very long.
No.
My own view.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering whether we couldn't schedule them to get back on those two. That gives them 3 weeks, by which time the investigation into our court will be that much further on, by that time the initiators will have done their work. And it also occurs to me that as part of the derogation, we might want to have the initiators here. Of those disciplinary cases, that they would have done an investigation. They will have the investigation in front of them.
Okay.
I mean, that's just a suggestion. But
yeah.
In terms of the date, I would suggest the 15th of September.
Remember, that's a date, a proposal on a date. If anybody is having another date, let's discuss it and come to an agreement. That's a date of the 16th. Date of the 16th. The service saying we must put it on that date.
Mm-hmm.
No, I support the
thank you very much.
I also support the suggestion by myself. But the point that we have to look at here is that I'm just speaking my heart.
Yes, please.
Yes, I'm not singling out anybody. I think we have to kind of that we look at the serious argument. Just the other day, paper, I had people are giving them projects to show the government of today has to improve, objectives. But people in prison have been very, very ill, are giving themselves objectives. And then a figure on the paper, so many people have already died in the prison. That does not give us a good image. As I say, on one hand, we are saying no different. On the one hand, we are saying go and die, we are not going to die. So, let us look at the serious of the matter. If it means to bring it forward from if
yes.
Then we can have an answer. But otherwise, it is too painful for the serious. I hope you take my
I really take it.
We don't want this kind of play and articles coming out and saying the government of today don't care. I want to say really and truly, I'm not complimenting Shepherd. You pull no punches. And I wish all Shepherd people were Shepherd group underneath. Be strong, be strict, and be demanding, and you know what you're talking. I want to compliment.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Mr. Master.
Thank you, Shepherd. I think I will support the view of the 16th of September. In an event when maybe there is a problem, I think the secretary might get a little bit of my question. I'm a little bit nervous about the work of this everything. There's a basic and hospitalization. That we have to be very careful that we don't end up discussing the illness itself. Because it is his right, and
very
his right
point.
Only to know
very
about his disease, and nobody has a right to discuss that. So I'm not a little bit worried about it.
Let's change the wording, you are bringing up a very important. Myself as a chairperson, I'm only coming with a draft and suggestion, but you as members must also help. Cindy raised a very important issue. Can we maybe change that wording there? Because Cindy is right.
No, Chair, I understood. It wasn't my point, it was Sybil's point. That there was some suggestion that while he was in hospital, he was not being guarded, he was not being, he wasn't being treated like any other inmate in the hospital. So, I mean, that as I understood it, was the context of hospitalization. It wasn't inquiring to his medical condition, but simply the circumstance pertaining in the hospital. And as I said, it was a point raised by Sybil.
Thank you, Mr. Sir. Cindy, can you help?
I will agree with that, but I think if maybe there is anything you're interested in, it will be his incarceration. The issue of going to the hospital seen by a doctor and so on, that is his private life, and we don't have any right to discuss it at all. Because we might end up discussing that he's diabetic, if he's diabetic. There's a heart condition, if he has a heart condition, and we don't have that right. But if the if incarceration holistically involves him going to the hospital and still being a prisoner expected to be looked upon by the staff, that will be part of incarceration. But the hospitalization section, I think it will temper with his own right. We can't discuss his disease at all. We can't. We can't discuss as to whether it is right for him to be in the hospital or not. Because there we must then have a doctor who must come and tell us. And doctors can never discuss their patients because they have that patient relation, doctor-patient relationship and the confidentiality between the two of them. They can do. So I would be saying we are interested in his incarceration. Whether he goes to prison or he goes to the hospital, he goes home, whatever, we want to know the conditions under which that happened. Re-his incarceration, not the medical aspect of
it. Okay, no, I understand it, members. You also understand it. I think we must take out the full stop yet in incarceration.
Yeah.
And this was the presentation. I think you also raised another Ms. Chikunga. Chikunga also raised another point that our program itself, we must not find ourselves rushing through a thing and not, because this other two on itself, it is a heavy thing, yeah. The other two, because the skill and the court. It's heavy, including this one of Mr. Sheikh, is also here. Since Mr. Chikunga raised this point, I don't know if you can help him. May I rush by
you? No. We like to allocate the time, that is what we are coming to then. And we can't rush through any of the subjects that we will be discussing. So it can't be from 10 to 1, for instance. We'll have to make room for a longer time during that day. Make it 9,
From 9 to 1. But Mr. Kipito is saying we must allocate time to the three.
Chairperson, that's not, I didn't mean to one subject per hour for instance, we mustn't push it so that we are faced to this from 9 to 1. Yeah, 9 to 1 would be faced.
Okay. Then that one is fine. Any other thing on this one? I think it's fine. Let's go to the second one, the Barberton Mark Cross Quarterly. Mark Cross, what do you want to tell? You wanted to
leave. No, my suggestion is simply that sometime very shortly, I think the committee should pay a visit to that prison to interact with the parole board and with the TNC to see that there was indeed even-handedness in the award of or the decision to grant inmate parole, and to make sure that there are no outstanding cases that haven't been dealt with. Because I think, as the minister was saying earlier, the procedure was apparently correctly applied, and we just need to satisfy ourselves that the procedures are correctly applied in respect of all other inmates at that institution.
Thank you very much, Mr. Bell. Members, you know, on this proposal that Mr. the suggestion that Mr. or idea that Mr. Self is there, you know, I will propose. It's not always possible for the entire committee to go on to a visit. But this is very important. I discussed it with some of my study group members as well to
to say that we must have a visit there for check. For check.
Mm-hmm.
That, to say, let's call all the inmates and check their car to verify. Some of them are sitting there for longer than 6 months, 9 months, and one. Why was it that this man, this is the thing that Mr. Sarah is talking about. We don't have any problem, I want to repeat it myself. I don't have any problem. And I will never, ever interfere in the process of the parole board. It's not, Cindy has said it the last time when we were talking about the sheikh, and all of you have said it. It's not our mandate to interfere in the parole board process. But when it comes to, I said it to the minister, when it comes to the law, we must oversee the law because we must the law is, we must see to it that it is rightly implemented. That is all. Now members, I will propose, if anyone, and I will propose a date as well. Can't we go on Tuesday morning to this Babbitt? And we will ask, we will find out where the president, the vice president.
Mm-hmm.
On Tuesday morning, we go there. Anyone who is available to go, we can go there. That's a proposal as well. Can I hear from you?
Coming Tuesday.
Yeah, it's an in and out.
Yeah.
It is only, we are not sleeping there.
Mm.
Maybe we fly out in the morning, we come back after we are at work.
Chairperson, I just have a suggestion. You are right that, especially I must agree with Mr. Stout that we need to listen to. But the point here, what I'm raising is that because it's committees and constituencies are kind enough to get it. And we are heavy in the constituencies, you know.
Yes.
So what I suggest, Chairperson, is the availability of that can accompany you. You don't have to take the whole team, but who is available, accompanying you, set the time, date, when you are going to go, and set the team standing.
Thank
you
very much. Just to mention that I'm involved next week, first from 3 days in the Presidential Pardoning Committee. That's full day sitting. I won't be able to accompany.
But all the members agree with the principle of this thing. Mr. Mawate, will you be available on Tuesday? Bishop Tolo, will you be available?
Yes.
Mr. Sel, will you be available?
Well, I said no. I have my evaluation.
No, that's fine, yeah. You must come back to Parliament. You must come back to Parliament. It's Mr. Mahote, Bishop Tolo, Mr. Raspali will be available. Cindy will be available Tuesday morning. Yeah, Wu is not here. In Vienna, we will communicate with the other members that is not here. So there's four of us now available. Yeah, if any other is available, then maybe Mr. Self will change his mind and view and then.
Chairperson, I think also to inform members, maybe some others are going to change the committee to the
No, it's a committee trip. She's going to organize flights. She must, it's a committee, it's not a private thing.
No, which means I'm going to try for quality.
Yes.
Committee is going to stay on that.
Yes, the committee must respond to you. Yes. You will talk to somebody as form that we must take in a kilometer.